Okay, we're up to Perek Tes in Sefer Daniel, and this Perek is Daniel's Tefillah. Daniel's Tefillah, because he thought that he calculated 70 years since something, and the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be rebuilt, and he saw it was not being rebuilt, so he davens that he wants the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And he's explained by Gavriel HaMalach that, no, it's not, you miscalculated, it's not the time yet, even though Bavel has met its demise, and there's no more Malchus Bavel, it's still not time for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Some of the psukim in this parak form some of the basis for the extra Nefilas HaPayim, the extra long Tachnun that we have on Mondays and Thursdays, but that is this parak, again, a tefillah of Daniel and his answer that he received. So, Bishnas Achas l'Daryavesh ben Achashverosh. In the first year of Daryavesh ben Achashverosh, Rashi, the other Mepharshim point out, there were two Daryavesh ben Achashveroshes. This is not the Achashverosh from the Purim story. That's much later, and he's from Paras, so this is from Madai. So it's a different Daryavesh. So in the first year of Daryavesh ben Achashverosh, Mizera Madai, from Madai, remember, Madai was ruled right after Bavel, right in between, before Paras. Asher Hamlach al Malchus Kastim, that they took over over the Kastim, over the Babylonians. B'shasachas l'malcho, ani Daniel, binosi b'svarim. Ay, Daniel started analyzing in Svarim. Mispar Hashanim, the number of years. Asher hayad var Hashem al Yirmiyo anavi, that Hashem had told Yirmiyo, right, Yirmiyo, who had prophesied during the Chorban, l'malos l'charvos Yerushalayim shimim shana, fulfilling of 70 years since the Chorban Yerushalayim. This pasuk already is the summary of the whole perek, already of the answer, that it's 70 years from the Chorban Yerushalayim, right? He didn't realize that. He thought it was 70 years maybe from when Nebuchadnezzar came in and when he became a melech. And the Gemara talks about in Megillah how Belshazzar miscalculated, Achashverosh miscalculated, and even Daniel miscalculated, says the Gemara. And really, there were 18 years. There was still another 18 years before the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. But Daniel says, now we have the story. I put my hands up to Hashem in tefillah, levakesh tefillah v'sachronim, bitzom v'sach v'efer. I was doing tshuva. He felt that Bachus Bavel went down, and now it's time for the Beis HaMikdash, and a different ruler, a different Malchus came. What do you mean? Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. After Bavel was supposed to get the Beis HaMikdash back, and according to his calculation, it was 70 years. So what does he do? He starts davening. Tefillah v'tachanunim, bitzom, fasting, sak v'efer, voyez palo el Hashem Elokai, voyez vada, I dive into Hashem, and I was misvada. Rashi says, al chatos ami, I was misvadeh for the sins of my nation, says the Minchas Chinuch, in the mitzvah of vidui. Can you do vidui by a shliach? Says the Minchas Chinuch. L'chor, yes. Right, mitzvah shin samach dalet. You can be misvadeh by a shliach. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach of all of Am Yisrael, and he was misvadeh. Yes, the charata b'leiv cannot be done by a shliach, but the vidui itself can be through a shliach, right? What do we have on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol, the Rambam says, Sira Mishtaleach, Levishu Kapara Kol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Mizvada. He's Mizvada for the Bnei Beso, for the Kohanim. Mavur, says the Minchas Chinuch, David Yochol Lasos Al Kol Yisrael De Shliach, says the Rinas Yitzchak, so this is Daniel also, he must be Mizvada on behalf of Kol Yisrael. The only question is here, they didn't appoint him a shliach, right? By on Yom Kippur, so he's a shliach of the Kohen Gadol. But here, they weren't appointed a shliach, unless you say it's Zechiah. It's Zechiah. You don't need shliach. It's Zechiah. It's a good thing. Then you get into the issue of the Ksos. The Ksos says you can only have Zachin if somebody's Makabal something. What's called Zachin La Adam Shlo Bafanav, not Zachin May Adam Shlo Bafanav. Okay, but either way, this is the vidui that Daniel did for Am Yisrael according to Rashi. Va'omra, and he said, Ano Hashem Hokel HaGadol Ha Nora. Shomer habris v'achesed la'ohavav u'lushomrei mitzvosav. Right, this is a similar psukim we have at the end of Parshas Akev. So what is Hakel HaGadol HaNorah? This is a famous discussion, a Gemara, that we know, familiar with from Shmona Esrei. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu says in Akev, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor v'HaNorah. Says the Gemara, Lama Nikra Shma, Yuma Samach Tas Mabes, Lama Nikra Shma Na Shekneses Agadola, Shechzira Tar Liyoshna. Why they called the Anshekneses Agadola? Because they were Machzir the crown to its place. Asa Moshe Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaNora. Asa Yirmiyo, V'Amar, Yirmiyahu says, Nachrim mekarkrim heichalo, ayena rosav. But the Nachrim, the strangers, are walking around and destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Where's the Norah, the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So lo amar Norah, he left out Norah. Asa Daniel, Omar, our parak, Nachrim mishtabdin bebanav. We're subjugated. Ayei gvurosav. Where's the gvura of Hashem? Lo amar gibor. Asa inhu va'amru. And then the Achagas HaGadola come along and say, Adarabba, zuhi gvuras gvuraso. Shekovish es yitzro. No, this is actually his gvura. Just a different type of gvura. Shenosin erach apayim l'rashoim. He gives patience to the Rishayim. He doesn't destroy them right away. Ve'eluei norosav. Shemali morosh l'kadosh baruch hu. Heichu ma'achas. Yichol l'skayim b'na umos. What's his mora? How could you survive? How can you survive in this world without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness to help you survive? Says the Gemara, "Rabbanan Echi Avdi Haki Va'Akri Takanta Tekin Moshe." How did Yirmiyahu and Daniel leave out words? Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Amar Reb Elazar Mitoksha Yodin Ba Kadosh Baruch Hu Sha Amiti Hu Laficha Lo Kizbubo. What does that mean? They knew a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be maskim to the MS and hates the sheker. Right, so they didn't want to be faulty. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain. They know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol Gibra Bahanora, but they might have thought that Tefillah has to parallel and mirror the reality that is seen by humans. So maybe if the reality that's seen does not reflect Nora or Gadol in their eyes, so then they have to change the Tefillah. So that's why they said it. But again, Ashkenaz Gadola said, we're going to bring it back because there's a deeper definition of the words. The Mishnah Zozov here quotes from the Sefer Am Segula that maybe also it's Yirmiyahu and Daniel davened at a time when Kol Echad Kefi Yechalto, everybody davened whatever they wanted, as the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. But Ashkenaz Gadola, they were being now koveya nusach hatfila forever, and therefore they had to create a nusach that was going to be eternal, and that's why they included all the adjectives, all the ones, including the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So shomer mitzvah chesed la'oavav, to those that love him, u'lishomer mitzvosa. And now we say, he says, Daniel says, chatanu v'yavinu v'hirshanu umaradnu. Right, we've sinned in so many ways. The Malbim goes through each one. What is each one? Is it a shogeg, and is it a mezid, and is it a rebellion? Sor mi mitzvosecha mishpatecha. We've turned away from your mitzvos. Lo shamanu alavadecha neviim asher dibru b'shimcha. We didn't listen to your neviim. El Malachenu, Sarenu, Vavasenu, to our kings, our Sarmar Avosenu, El Kalam Aretz. He's being matzdik the din. Lecha Hashem et staka, v'lanu boshes apanim. Now we know from Slichos, to you Hashem, and we have a kina with this pizmon also. Lecha Hashem et staka, you are just v'lanu boshes apanim. This line is mentioned in a couple of Ma'amari Chazal, as we've said this at different times. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel, says that when Hanani, Mishael, Azariah were saved from the Kivshon Ha'esh, Tzadik Gimel Man Aleph on top. B'shar Shiyatok Anam Shavazai B'tok Hibshon Eish. Bo Kalum Osa Olam. All the nations of the world came to the Jews. V'tafku L'Sanem Shai Yisrael Panem. They went to the Jews who were worshipping idols. Amru Lahem. Yesh Lahem Aloha Kazeh. V'yatem Mishtachvim L'Tzelem. Right, you're bowing down to this Tzelem? You have a God that saves like this and you're bowing down? Miyad Paschu. What did they do? They were Poseach V'yamru L'cha Hashem Atztaka V'lanu Boshes Apanim Kayom Azeh. This is what they said. They said it when the Umos HaOlam confronted them. Why are they doing Avodah Zarah when they have a God like that? There's another Ma'amar Chazal. Rav Shlomo Chaim Shulevitz talks about this Medrash three times in the Sichos Musar. The Yalkut in Shoftim says, L'cha Hashem Atztaka V'lanu Boshes Apanim Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi Avodah Zarah, that's Pesel Micha, Avra Im Yisrael Bayam, they took Pesel Micha with them, the Avodah Zarah from the end of Sefer Shoftim. It came through the Yam, Bahayam Nikra Bifneim, even though they had a Pesel with them, they had Avodah Zarah with them, and still Hashem split the Yam. Hine lanu dugma no ra, he writes this in Mamar Nunvav. Micha ya bein elu sharoz es galus kvar Hashem al hayam. Micha saw kriyas yamsuf, rasha shivcha layam. Mashal aroi cheskel ambuzi, and at that same moment he's caring about a zara, how could that be? So here he uses it to say that if you don't work hard for something, it's not going to last. It's not going to become part of you. And here, Kriyas Yamsuf, yeah, they did, but wasn't that they had a malus for it. And that's why the Chete Egel, nothing lasted. And that's Boshes Hapanim we have. That's Busha when we bring this idol at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. But either way, this is all a Hatztokas Adin. L'cha Hashem asakolana boshes aponim. Kayom azel le'ish Yehuda le'yosh Yerushalayim. For those in Yehuda, Yerushalayim, le'kol Yisrael, hakrovim v'rechokim, b'chol ha'arotzos v'ridachtam sham. All the places where the Jews have gone, b'malam shemalubach, they have rebelled against you. Hashem lanu boshes aponim, limlachenu, lisarein alavoseinu. Again, emphasizing, asher chatanu lach. This is all tzidah kadin, a kiyum of what the smak holds, is the mitzvah zaseh. The smak, sefer mitzvah katan, the Baalei Tosfos hold in mitzvah hey. There's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa, letzadeik es hadin al kol ma'ora. To say, Hashem is true. Kidechsiv yadatim levavecha ki yasher yaser ishes benu Hashem lakecha miyasrecha. To know in your heart that just like God, somebody is miyaser, their son, Hashem is miyaser you. Letzadeik, yisameach biyisurin kishabon alav. It's challenging, but that's what you have to have the attitude, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it all in mind and knows exactly what he's doing. And that's what this parak is about. That's what the Daniel is doing. L'Hashem Elokeinu, arachamim v'aslichos, ki baradnu bo, we rebelled. V'lo shamanu b'kol L'Hashem Elokeinu. V'leches b'saros, v'asher nasa l'faneinu. We didn't follow the Torah. We had avodah v'neviim. Right? He's the leader. Again, Neviim usually tried before the Churban, tried to get the troops encouraged to do tshuva. Here, they're already in Galus. And now he says, v'chol Yisrael avru es torasecha. All Yisrael had violated. The Sar Lavilti Shmo Bakolecha, they don't listen. Batita Khalino Allah Shvua Shaksuva Bataras Moshe Eved Alokim ki Khatanulo. We violated the Shvua. Then Moshe Eved Hashem. Right, to use that lashon that not too many people have. The Radak talks about that if you remember in the first paragraph of Yeshua. What does it mean, Eved Hashem? Somebody uses all his faculties to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe is called Eved Hashem. Ovadia is called Eved Hashem. Vayakem is Dvar Asher Dibar Aleinu, and he was Mekayim, what he said he was going to do to us. What does it say at the end of the Torah? We don't follow the Torah? We're going to go into Galus. V'al shoftenu asher shvatanu, l'havi aleinu ra gadola, asher lo nesta tachas kol ha-shamayim. To bring all this upon us, kasher nesta b'yushalayim. Such a beautiful, amazing building, a house of God. And it was destroyed. Kasher kasa b'saras Moshe es kol ha-ra. So as it says in the Torah that it was going to happen. V'yizkor Hashem ala ra'a, Hashem hasten the ra'a. V'yivye aleinu, brought it on us, ki tzadik Hashem alokeinu. Al kol ma'asa v'asher asa. He's a tzaddik for everything that he did. Chazal already pick up on this. If you remember, Rashi quotes it on the Torah. Vayiskod, that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, that Hashem brought us out 2 years early, 850 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. We went into exile. If it would have been 852, so then that would have been a problem, because that's the gematria of Vinoshantem, and Hashem took us out 2 years early so that we were saved. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin here, Daf Lamed Ches. Vayiskor Hashem ala ra'ah, quoting our pasuk, Vayivyeh aleinu, Mishum titzadik Hashem vayiskor Hashem ala ra'ah, in, stuck us HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael, shehiktim galos tzidkiyo v'od galos yechanya kayemes, dechsibi v'os yechanya chesha masker. And why is it? Hiktim shteishanim livenoshantem. Right, 850 instead of 852, and that's vayiskod. V'yata, and therefore, even though, you know, it was terrible, we went into galos, but it was all part of the plan to save us. V'ata Hashem Elokeinu asher utzeisei eslamcha yomeret Mitzrayim. V'ata tzcha Hashem kayem azeh. Chatanu rishanu Hashem kuchotu kosecha. Yashav na'apcha. Where did these come from? Please, why are these tzukim familiar to us? But this is from Monday and Thursday. This is from V'hu Rachum. Rav Rachum was made in the days of the Rishonim. The Abu Draham, I think the Kolba also. But I'll read it from the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, in my version, is page Kuf Chav Zayin. The Abu Draham writes, where did this come from? He quotes this from the Ibn Ayarchi. Shamati, sheyizdu shlosha zakenim al sfinas galas Yerushalayim. There was a boat that was taken by pirates. V'amar l'nasasosam b'kif shana esh. And the pirates said, you know what? I've heard the story of Hanani Mishal Vazaria. I want to test you. Imhemi Zera Yisrael. Are you from them? V'shalu mimenu zman shloshim yom. They asked for a month. Ulebasof hazman cholam echad mikra shakasabo train ki. And after that time, one of them had a dream. And in the pasuk, there was two keys. V'tlasa lo's and three lo's. V'lo yadamahu. He didn't know which pasuk it was. Amrulo. Zea pasuku. And they said, oh, it's this pasuk. And yishayom mem gimel. Ki savar b'mayim b'tcha ani. Uben haharas lo yishtefucha ki teilech b'moyish. I'm with you in fire and water. So they took that as a sign that everything's going to be okay. V'nechnas be'ish v'nechlaka ish l'shosha chalakim. The ish was split. V'yatsu b'shalom. V'nechlo esel elav azakenim. V'yistu b'hu rachum ala nesa gadol. They wrote the whole b'hu rachum based on that nes. V'kol echad me'em hitchil b'rachum v'siyim b'rachum. It goes through all the different paragraphs. But again, that's where b'hu rachum comes from. And they included a number of psukim here from Sefer Daniel, including Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'atoshma Elokeinu Tfilas Avdecha, Hashem our God, listen to your servant's tefila v'altachanunav, V'har Panecha al Mikdashcha, light up your face on the Mikdash, meaning Hashamim, we want the Mikdash, that's what he's davening for. Build the base of Mikdash, L'man Hashem, for Hashem. What do you mean L'man Hashem? It should be L'mancha. He's talking to Hashem. What do you mean, Laman Hashem, Laman Ado? So this is what the Gemara in Brachas Darshins on Dav Zayin, that really he wasn't asking in his own schus. He's saying, do it for the one who called you Ado first. Says the Gemara, Miyom Shebarak Adash Baruch Hu Asa Olam, Lo Haya Adam Shekarak Adash Baruch Hu Adon At Sheba Avraham. Vekara Adon. Avram was the first one to call Hashem Adon Master. Vayomar Hashem Elokim Ado, Vamoy Daki Rashana. Amar Rav Avdaniya Lo Nene El Bishol Avraham. Shneamar our pasuk v'atashma l'kinat tefilas avdecha l'man Hashem l'man chami boile l'man Avram shekaracha Adon. Avram Avinu called you Adon, so he's doing it b'schus the first Jew build the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Soloveitchik in Yemezi Karon talks about what Adon is. He talks about again a lumdus that he says we know in Dini Mamadis there's a concept of uman kona b'sheva kli. If you give an uman, a worker, raw materials, so from the time that he finishes the kli until the time you pay him for it, does that become his or not? That's a machlokes. Rav Soloveitchik says that's only a machlokes about if he made yesh miyesh. But if there's a bria of yesh mi'ayin, that's for sure uman kona b'sheva kli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kona of the world. Uman kona, that makes him adon. He is our master, he is master of the world. Hate alakai oznecha, ushama. Turn your ears and listen. Pekachi necha, open your eyes. Ure'ei, shemamoseinu. Vayirshir nikroleh, Yerushalayim lo atzik oseinu. Again, he's not saying, it's not for our tzidkis. Anachlem apilim tachaneinu lefenecha. Kel rechem echa rabim for your rachamim. Hashem Shema, Hashem Salacha, Hashem Akshiva, please help us out and don't delay. V'yor ani medaber u'mispala, as I'm davening, u'misvada chatasi v'chatas ami Yisrael, u'mapil tchinasi, as I mapil and I say my tchina in front of Hashem, al har kodesh elokai. He's not on har kodesh. So Rashi says, it's about har kodesh. V'od ani medaber v'tfilo v'ish Gavriel. Gavriel comes. Asher ra'isi bechazon batchila, I've seen him before, mu'av bi'af. What does that mean? The Gemara Darshins and Brachas, he comes in two jumps. Gabriel, Michal's even in one jump. Nogea Eli, Keis Minchas Erev, he comes to me at Mincha time. Minchas Erev, we know Mincha time is very special. Eliyahu HaNavi was only answered at Mincha time. The Tur in Hilchas Mincha quotes, why is Mincha such a special tefillah? Why is Eliyahu HaNavi Dafka answered by Mincha? Because Shachris, you wake up in the morning and you daven. Not so hard. Myra, before you go to sleep at night, you daven. Mincha is in the middle of everything. The middle of whatever we're doing, we have to stop in the middle of our day. How many times have we davened mincha in strange places, in unusual places? We have to stop and daven. That's what makes it unique and special. That's why even one might call it Tosfos in Psachim, Arvei Psachim, Daf Kuf Zayin wonders why mincha is called mincha. Shachris is called Shachris because Shachar, Ma'ariv Erev. Mincha, why is mincha called mincha? So he quotes that Gemara in Brachas, that Eliyahu HaNavi was answered at Mincha. Mincha is a special present. Vayiven, he answered him at Mincha. Vayiven, vayidaber imi, he caused me to understand. He spoke to me. Vayomar Daniel, ata yatzasi laskilcha bina, I'm here to teach you and to help you understand. B'tchilas tachnu necha yatzah davar, when you started davening, I'm here to explain to you. Ani basi lagid ki chamudos ata, you are beloved. That's Daniel ish chamudos, comes from this pasuk. Ubin badavar v'havin bamara, understand it. Shavuim shivim, now here comes numbers, like we've already had in the past two prakim. Right, and there's major discussions. What are these numbers? Which gullus is this talking about? Shavuim shivim, Rashi says, it means 490 years. That's 490 based on 70 shmitos. And it's the time, including bias, the 70 years plus bias sheni, 490. Nechtach al amcha valir kachecha. That's what's set for this year. L'chalei apesha ulahasim chatos, to finish up all the sins. Ulachaper avon ulahavi tzedek olamim, to finish all the sins, and to finish the job. You know, that's what's needed. The Chafetz Chaim ala Torah quotes this pasuk on page Kufay and Dalet, where he discusses how is it possible that Mashiach can come in our generation. You know, if it didn't come in all the earlier generations, we have so many less chuyos. So he quotes the pasuk in Bahar. Remember, if somebody wants to get redeemed early from what they committed to, they have to pay up. And the closer you are to the starting date, you have to pay more. The more you've worked already, the less you have to pay. If it's all the way at the end, you don't have to pay anything. So says the Chafetz Chaim, we're all the way at the end. We're all the way at the end. We're not going to have to pay anything. The earlier generations maybe would have had to pay. But we've gone through all the tsaras and all the difficulties. And now we're at the end of, he quotes, L'chaper avon. And therefore, We're not going to have to pay. V'lachtom chazon v'navi v'lemshoach kodesh kadoshim. Read all this. V'seida v'haskel. And you should know, Daniel, min motzadav arla shiv l'mnoz Yerushalayim. We're going to build Yerushalayim on Mashiach. Until Mashiach, what's Mashiach here? Rashi says it means Koresh, the one who gave permission. Others say it means Yeshua Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol that went back, that was Makrav Karbanos, even before they had a Beis HaMikdash, during Shiva Sion. The Abarbanel says maybe it means Zerubbabel, the Nin of David HaMelech. Either way, Shavuim Shiva. The Shavuim Shishim Shayim, again, a bunch of numbers mentioned. This is all part of the puzzle. That what is it referring to? Is it referring to Rome? Is it referring to Gula HaAsida? Everyone has their own suggestion. Then the Mashiach will be cut down. Rashi says this means one of the Jewish kings in the times of Yavan. And Am, Rashi says it means the Romans. They're going to come. It's going to be a terrible war. There's going to be desolation. What Rome is going to do. They're going to get great. Until at the end, they will be melted away as well. Titach al Shomeim, and even Rome will die out until it comes to the time of Melech HaMashiach. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, a number of unclear psukim at the end of this parak, and we wait to be as goal to know exactly what it's referring to.